You know what blows my mind? The podcasting industry has grown from zero to over 5 million active shows in just 15 years. And now there's this fascinating company in South Africa that's completely revolutionizing how podcasts are made.
That's such an interesting evolution. What makes their approach so different?
Well, they've developed this incredible system where they categorize podcasts into three distinct types, and it's transformed how they approach production. Think about it. Some podcasts are purely for selling products or services. Others sell audience attention to advertisers. And then there's the passion projects.
That's actually a really smart way to break it down. I imagine each type needs a completely different strategy.
Exactly. And here's what's fascinating. They've created this thing called a podcast personality test, kind of like Myers-Briggs, but for content creation. It helps creators understand their natural strengths before they even hit record.
Oh, wow. So it's like having a roadmap before you start the journey. What kind of insights does it provide?
So, get this, it analyzes everything from your communication style to your business objectives. But what's really cool is how they've combined this with their pop-up podcast concept, where they literally bring professional studio equipment right to your boardroom.
That must be a game changer for busy executives who can't make it to a studio.
Totally. And you know what's interesting? They've found that companies using this service see about 40% better engagement with their internal communications compared to traditional methods.
Well, that makes sense when you think about how people consume content these days.
Right. And here's another fascinating stat. Their data shows that podcasts produced with clear category alignment from the start are 3 times more likely to reach their target audience effectively.
That's really significant. How do they maintain quality across all these different formats?
They've got these fascinating founding tenets, and one of them is pretty counterintuitive. They actually prioritize long-term client relationships over immediate profit. Like, they'll sometimes recommend scaling back production if it serves the client's goals better.
That's such a refreshing approach in today's media landscape.
And it's working. They've become South Africa's largest podcast producer, with 11 professional studios and this incredible track record of award-winning shows. But here's what really gets me. They have this saying, the best time to start a podcast was 10 years ago. The next best time is today.
You know, that reminds me of how podcasting itself has evolved. Remember when it was just people recording in their closets?
Yeah, and now we're seeing these sophisticated production houses that are basically reinventing the medium. Like, they've developed this Right Podtitude workshop that breaks down the entire process of podcast creation.
That sounds really comprehensive. What aspects do they focus on?
Well, they cover everything from technical setup to content strategy. But what's really interesting is their emphasis on what they call productive confusion. They actually believe that confusion is a necessary part of the creative process.
That's such an empowering way to look at it.
And you know what's fascinating? Their data shows that podcasters who embrace this learning curve and stick with their original vision are 75% more likely to maintain consistent production schedules.
Those are some compelling numbers. How do they help people stay on track?
So they've developed this custom podcast startup template that's helped hundreds of people launch successfully. But here's the key. They emphasize understanding your podcast type before you even touch a microphone.
That level of preparation must really set people up for success.
Absolutely, and their results speak for themselves. What do you think this means for the future of podcasting? Well, looking at their trajectory and the industry trends, we're likely seeing the emergence of a new standard in podcast production. One where professional guidance and strategic planning are just as important as good audio quality.
This conversation has really opened my eyes to how sophisticated podcast production has become.
You know what they say, confusion precedes learning. And I think we're all still learning just how powerful this medium can be when it's approached with the right strategy and support. I really recommend you check out Solid Gold Podcasts. They'll help you be heard.